Now, over the last few days, details have emerged on the Cambridge Analytica scandal, in which 50 million people's details from Facebook were accessed through online personality tests. Allegations have been made as to how this information is being used, and the impact of reporting has struck a major blow to Facebook. Joining us now to speak more about this is Jim McNamara, Distinguished Professor of Public Communication at University of Technology, Sydney. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with the story, can you outline for us what it is alleged that Cambridge Analytica and Facebook have done?
Well, there are many allegations floating around, and it's a little bit hard to get a clear picture because in the UK there are more than one inquiry going on into the actions of Cambridge Analytica. Cambridge Analytica is basically a commercial firm that deals in data and particularly provides data to inform election campaigns and marketing campaigns. And of course, we all know who Facebook is. Basically, the allegations are that during the Brexit referendum in the UK and during the Trump presidential election campaign, Cambridge Analytica accessed and provided a lot of information to aid in the targeting of people to persuade them on various things, and that some of that information, it's come out or alleged that it was taken from acquired from Facebook, but it was and each side's blaming the other. Facebook saying they didn't know what Cambridge Analytica was doing with the data, but whatever happens, there was data that should not have been used. And in fact, there's many allegations of private data being used by companies such as Cambridge Analytica.
Now, there's been a lot of discussion basically since the beginning of the internet and particularly since the beginning of social media platforms about people uploading all their information onto these platforms and data collection and what can be done with that. What are actually the legal boundaries about what data is collected by platforms and what they can do with it?
Well, certainly there's a lesson for all of us in this. I mean, we can certainly, and I think it's important that governments look very critically at the actions of companies such as Cambridge Analytica. If they found to have not done any wrong, that's okay, but it should be investigated. But at an individual level, the basic law still is that we should be very careful about what information we upload. If we upload information onto Facebook, we are in effect publishing the information. And so if we disclose it voluntarily and put it on an open public site such as Facebook, and it's not protected behind some security, then we're publishing it and companies will use that information either for election campaigns or for trying to sell us products and services. The second type of data is data that is provided in a confidential way, whether it's protected by security in a social media site. In some cases, there's even allegations floating around of private data such as health and medical records that can be, or information about people's mortgages that are being leaked out and used for marketing purposes. So there's different types of data. It all begins with us. The first basic rule is be careful what you publish and don't publish data that people that you don't want anyone to know.
So Is this a bit of an element of buyer's remorse, perhaps, on behalf of Facebook users who have sort of come to terms now with the fact that they've been willingly giving Facebook information that perhaps they regret having done so? Or is some of this that they were sharing information that they never expected would go public?
Look, I think a lot of these are allegations, so it's very yes. hard to know. But a lot of finger pointing is happening. I think there's probably buyer's remorse among individuals who think, "I wish I had never put that information on Facebook." But also, you can put information on Facebook that is only available to your friends, only available under certain circumstances. And there are allegations that Facebook gave away or sold a lot of data to Cambridge Analytica. So there are finger pointing happening at Facebook for inappropriately releasing information. But also, as I read the media, Facebook is blaming Cambridge Analytica and saying that it made information available, but it was meant to be used only in certain ways, and they are pointing the finger and saying Cambridge Analytica took all this information and used it in inappropriate ways. So I think there's a lot of dust going to settle, and there's probably going to be a few government inquiries around the world. Certainly in the UK government is looking very closely at this.
Now, I think anyone who is familiar with social media platforms knew that there was a potential for a scandal similar to this to happen, something like this new that could happen. Do you think if the allegations, if many of them are found to be true, this could change the way that we use social media platforms?
The way we use social media will probably continue to change because, you know, we talk about media literacy, about people becoming familiar with various media and learning how to use them. And these things in a way seem new, but they're not. I mean, 25 years ago, people wrote to pen pals and they wrote letters. And even then, mothers caution children, you know, don't give away too many personal details, such as your home address, because you're writing to somebody on the far side of the world. Now, it may seem like a silly example, but writing to pen pals was a similar thing. What's changed, of course, is the scale of it, that now suddenly, you know, 500,000 or 1 billion people can see these things online, and so people have to be more cautious. But I think we'll all get more savvy at using social media, understanding what's private and what's not. But we also need our governments to not necessarily step in and regulate media, but we certainly need to make sure the laws are adequate and that in cases like this that it's fully investigated. And if, you know, wrongdoing is found to have happened, one would hope that action would be taken.
We're speaking with Professor Jim McNamara about the implications of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Now, Jim, you've mentioned governments just then. We spoke, and it's been mentioned a lot in regards to this scandal, how some of the information was used to it potentially influence Brexit and some of the Trump areas as well. Why is it that this seems to matter, that governments and elections are potentially being tampered with when we're being bombarded with with targeted advertising every single day that is using this information that's gathered?
Well, of course, that's a good point. This is not only about elections. I mean, the proverbial has hit the fan over these very controversial election campaigns, because let's face it, both of those campaigns were not predicted. They were surprises, so people are now picking them apart to say what went on. But every day all of us are being targeted with marketing messages, and the whole advertising and marketing industry is under pressure to self-regulate and to be careful with what it does with data. Because if I want to sell a certain product, I can look how I can acquire information about people. The more detail, the better, and I can then individually target people with direct marketing, email, and if I buy data or acquire data illegally, I can find out health and medical records. I can find out who suffers from certain ailments, who's suffering mortgage stress, who likes gambling, and we can then target those people. And so where do you draw the line? So the whole advertising and marketing industry has to act ethically and hopefully self-regulate, because data is widely available and it can be used or abused. It just so happens that this has come out because of these very high-profile election campaigns.
Now, you've mentioned regulations there a few times, particularly coming from governments. And be very careful about how much maybe the power they could wield. But what would you suggest maybe needs to change in the way this data is regulated?
Well, I suppose as a academic and formerly a professional working in media, I'm very cautious about regulation. We need enough regulation to protect the public, but generally throughout history in democracies, we've been very, very cautious about giving the power to regulate media. We don't want them to regulate, I mean, other than transmission frequencies, etc. But if we give governments the power to control what we hear and see and read in our media, we don't want that to happen with newspapers or radio or TV. Social media is another form of media, so we've got to be very careful about government stepping in and controlling what goes into social media, because then governments could also then abuse that. One would hope that self-regulation will prevail and that organizations like Facebook will have their own self-regulation and act ethically. But certainly government needs to at least make sure that the laws of of privacy, etc., are able to be enforced if there are legal cases brought.
And if allegations are found out to be true of Facebook's wrongdoing here in this scandal, the platform has basically become synonymous with the internet. It's one of the biggest sites on there. Could this really draw a lot of people away from Facebook, do you think?
Well, I think a lot of people are moving away from Facebook. there's always trends in media. Facebook has become the dominant player, but we're seeing young people, for example, starting to move away from Facebook, probably mostly because their parents are on there and can see what they're saying and doing, and young people are moving off into a whole, you know, Instagram and Vine and a whole range of other platforms. I think Facebook will have its own reputational issues here, because also, let's not forget that it's also entangled in the whole Russian issue during the election campaign as well. So I think Facebook is facing the sort of problems that many big corporations face. It was only a decade ago or so that Microsoft was facing potential legal actions over some of its tactics. Hopefully the company will act responsibly, as Microsoft seems to have done, and tidy up its act and act ethically and protect its customers. If they don't, then we may hear a lot more about this and there could be legal actions.
It'll be interesting to see how the story develops and whether or not Facebook is indeed too big to fail. Hey, Jim, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
Thank you.
Jim McNamara, Distinguished Professor of Public Communication at University of Technology, Sydney, speaking with us there about the Cambridge Analytica and Facebook scandal.